Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What do you want to be when you grow up? You've heard that question before, more than once, I imagine. As young children, we tend to think very big, even unrealistically. We answer something like, a pro athlete, U.S. president, a time traveler. As we get older, however, that question becomes serious, urgent. From high school to college, or wherever you go after graduation, you have to decide on something attainable, but also something that suits you, your gifts, something fulfilling, worthwhile. What do you want to be when you grow up? Consider that Jesus has an answer to that. What he wants you to be when he grows you up. He plans on making you, me, and all his believers permanent members, that is, living, growing parts of his body, the Holy Christian Church, which is the only human group destined to be great things, destined to live forever in the glory of eternity. Today, therefore, I invite you to consider the Savior's growth plan for you in his church at this school, as revealed in Ephesians 4, reading the verses printed in the service folder. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Thanks to high-end satellite imagery and the internet platform of Google Earth, you can see a zoomed-out image of the whole planet, or a zoomed-in picture of our campus from above. But generally, we can't have both in the same screen, and certainly not in a universal way, zoomed out and zoomed in everywhere at the same time. Jesus, however, is doing exactly that. From his vantage point in heaven, he has a complete vision of all things big and small, a complete knowledge of everyone and everything, and a complete control of everything happening there and here. He is, after all, the supreme head, and his very important part in the growth plan is to be that perfect head to the imperfect body. What the head, mainly the brain, does for the body is truly incredible. You'll learn some of the details in science class. The way, for example, that the brain and the central nervous system regulate our breathing, our blood flow, digestion of food, healing of wounds, etc., without our consciously thinking about any of it. And also the things that we do consciously think about, like our communication, movement, learning. Well, even as your own head controls your body, Jesus controls his body of believers from that exalted position of being at the very top in heaven, while at the same time with us here on earth, just like the head attached to the body. At this point in time, the body of Christ has not reached full capacity. There is room for growth. Growth that he causes according to that incredible zoomed out view of our text. Let's take a look. He not only controls the circumstances and decides the outcome, he provides the needed blessings, material and spiritual gifts to us, and he energizes his people, you and me, through the faith growing, knowledge increasing word of his grace. In fact, that gospel word of his grace, which has decreed our forgiveness and delivered our salvation, is something he invested in personally. Through the sacrifice of his own human body, he paid for every one of us. In that same body, he rose in victory and ascended to the position of now running the growth operation, down to the finest details, and ultimately to a successful completion. As Ephesians 4 makes clear, the ascended Lord gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Surely he will finish what he started and grow his entire body, the whole church, until it is fully developed at the end of time. What a picture, which gives us a renewed confidence. With that confidence, then, we zoom in and consider our own collective role as the body he grows. Part of the growth is external through conversion happening worldwide as more and more people become his believers. Many of us here today experienced our own conversion at baptism. At the beginning point of our faith, we became part of the body and were thus subject to a steady growth, something internal. Through the Word of God taught to us, through the forgiveness of sins delivered to us, through the power of the Spirit working in the heart and mind, our faith has grown, as well as our biblical knowledge of who our Savior is, what he has done and is doing for us, what he has said to us, what his will is for us and for all people. This growth did not happen in isolation, since we are part of the body. We are members joined to each other with a spiritual connection of fellowship, something that is also grown and developed according to his plan. We zoom in even more and consider your role in the plan as individual members. In his wisdom, Jesus is using members in his body to help other members in the same body. You've heard this before. It's so important to know and to follow. Your survival as a member of the body always depends on your faith getting what it needs. This is so critical, even more important than what we do in the cafeteria to feed you three meals a day. And yet, even as the cafeteria relies on cooks and others to serve meals, the Lord has provided something similar. Servers of his word, ministers of the gospel, specifically pastors and teachers, to serve his people with the gospel that they need. And with that word comes the power of growth, so that the individual believers are better prepared, better equipped to serve that same word of God to somebody else. Whether you go to this school or not, you as members of his body are, as Paul declares, saints equipped for the work of ministry for the edifying of the body of Christ. So at this school, the Savior has given us a great opportunity to put his growth plan into practice every day. As you students grow in the grace and knowledge of your Savior, you also grow in knowing what you can do as his witnesses to the world and in service to each other as fellow Christians. What you hear in chapel, what you learn in class, what you study from the Bible, along with all those teachable moments that happen in the dorm or in one of our organized activities, it's all woven together by the master weaver. That is, the head growing his body as he develops the spiritual growth of each member. Surely at ILC, we depend on Jesus to work the growth plan both in us and through us. As long as the influence of his word is brought to bear more and more, we can expect Christian teenagers to grow up into Christian adults who are equipped to be the Lord's examples and witnesses in the community, Christian parents in the family, Christian leaders, teachers, and pastors in the congregation, all as the Lord directs, governs, and guides. So, students, as you circle back to that hanging question, what do I want to be when I grow up? Let's remember that at the highest level, it's already settled. Jesus wants you to be his forever, members of his body, as he grows you all the way up to an exalted position of honor and glory at his heavenly throne. You really can't aspire any higher than that, and you certainly can do nothing to make it happen or deserve it. Yet in his steadfast love and mercy, he intends to gift it all to you and me as part of his growth plan here at Emmanuel and anywhere else that we are gathered together with him in his saving name. Amen.